Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Taking my
Well, welcome everybody back to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. But I first want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everybody in those 35 countries around the globe who is tuning in tonight. I appreciate you. It used to be 33, so we've got two more countries that's tuning in on the weekend, so praise God for that. But before I introduce my fabulous guest, I want to say hello first to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. I wanted to sing the song, Yes, We're Back, Back Again, Yes, We're Back, California,
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're back, baby. And without further ado, I want to introduce this phenomenal guest of mine, Mr. Stan Sneed, who is going to share some information on how to get connected and make your money count for you. And so without further ado, I'm not going to get into no particulars. I'm going to let him do that. How you doing, Mr. Sneed?
Hey, pretty good, Ty. How you doing?
I'm good now that you're here because a man of your stature, as busy you are, and you were gracing me to be on here, huh? Kudos to me. Thank you.
No, actually, I was listening to that song you was playing, and I had to run upstairs and make sure it wasn't something going on upstairs in my bed, but that didn't cool.
Oh, I don't think your wife was doing that. That's just what you said.
Yes, no, I got words on my wife, actually. No, it was just a song, you know.
Yes,
how you doing? Everything good?
Everything's
okay.
Good, darling. Stan, I've been talking to you for a couple of weeks now, you know, preparing for this particular interview. I've learned so much from you, and like I said, I am very pleased that you would consider to spend this time to talk to me and our listeners because, you know, in the time that we're in right now, you know, the cost of gas is high. We're still in the pandemic. You know, it's hard to eat. Can't find baby formula. It's just one thing after another, you know, and my money has reduced from dollars to change, you know, and we got to turn this around. And I need somebody like you who has invested all your life into making money, the man with the Midas touch. So without further ado, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, Ty, I have kids. So as a result of, you know, where we met initially years ago, I was in the fire department. I retired from the fire department. I all the time I was in the fire department, I always did things online. So, you know, I always believe that you have to have more than one source of income, you know, because if something happened with one, like right now, if you're working, your source of income has been affected by gas going up, food going up, everything's going up. So that, you know, it's a smaller piece of a pie that you actually have to do the things you want to do. Like if you want to take a vacation, you want to do whatever, whatever, it's a smaller piece every day. So that's when you only have one, I say it's windows. You only have one window of income coming through. So I believe in opening up multiple windows, and cryptocurrency has kind of like allowed me to do that. As you know, I've been, you and I, you know, we go way back. So as a result, whenever I'm doing things, I tend to call you. And we were really fortunate to get started in a program where we got in, and in a matter of months, you know, we quadrupled our income. So what we our investment, now that doesn't happen all the time, but cryptocurrency will allow you to do that. Right now, we're in a crypto bear market, meaning everything is down. Bitcoin went from probably about I'm going to say early in the year, Bitcoin was about 48,000, and now it's all the way down to like 19,000. And a lot of people are saying, hey, crypto is crashing. But 5 years ago, Bitcoin was like $6,700. So it depends on how you look at it. If you had gotten in there and then you held it, which is called holdable. If you had held it, then even now you would have made a decent profit. But the thing that most people don't realize is that thousands of coins. And a lot of people want to know, well, what exactly, how can I get into crypto and stuff like that? So what I did was I actually studied. You know, there's a site. If somebody want to start somewhere, it's called CoinMarketCap. If you go to CoinMarketCap, you'll see a list of cryptos. And you can click on it, and then you can look at the white paper, see what the whole purpose for that coin is. You know, and as a result of doing that, I studied some coins that I really invested in and held, okay? And then what I would do is there's certain coins I will hold on to, and I'm still holding on to, okay? There's other coins that when they go up, I'll sell them because of the different strategies involved. Number one, let me start out like this. I am not an investment advisor. You know, that's not what I do. All I do is I just say what my experience has been on different things. And being an entrepreneur, as a result of looking at that crypto, there was a number of programs that would allow you to trade. There was crowdfunding programs that allowed you to receive donations in cryptocurrency. And by doing that kind of stuff, those different activities, I was able to multiply various coins, okay? So by doing different, rather than just sitting and say, hey, I'm going to wait till it grow, there's different programs you can get in. You could become a trader. Now, that's very risky. So if you're dealing with crypto, the first thing you have to do is you never use funds you can't afford to lose. So you decide what you can afford to lose, and that's your gamble, that's your risk, okay? So there's a lot of things. They say the greater the risk, the greater the rewards. I just believe in that safe area where if I'm getting like 1, 2, 3% a week, I'm happy, okay? I don't have to knock it out of the park. All I'm looking for is a profit. It's a profit. That's all I'm looking for. So as a trader, the greatest thing, risk to a trader is themselves, you know, because you get emotional. You're like, hey, I'm on a roll. I know this is going to come in, almost like playing poker or whatever. I know this is the hand or whatever. So your emotions get in it. But if you're doing stuff like this, you don't want your emotions in it. So what you would probably do if somebody was starting, they will look for programs where you would have a bot being where the computer will set up a protocol where it would buy kind of like at a certain price and it would sell at a certain price. And if it went down, it would sell. And, you know, it just have a range that you would stay in. And that range, if you don't want to be super aggressive, like I am not super aggressive, I'm going to get that 1% to 2% profit. And if you do that, that kind of like adds up. So there's plenty of things online that if you do your research that, you know, you can get involved in. Try, you know, like I said, I'm glad you looked at what you looked at because that was a winner. It still is a winner, and that one worked out in the course.
Yes, because everybody can tell me that between February the 14th, the middle of Valentine's Day, and I just say that, you know, that I invested about $1,000, and now I'm up to like $7,000 some. I couldn't get that much interest in a bank on a CD, no kind of where. And, you know, and that money, I can just take it out, you know, and it keeps growing regardless. So I just knew that listening to you and the things that you have successfully accomplished, I knew you was a guy that might have touched. And I'm in a situation right now where funds are tight, so I was smart enough to know, okay, do this now, because when my money is almost gone, I can feed off of that, and it's starting to, you know, and there's no way I can get that much money in 4 months, you know, from any kind of interest, yeah. So I'm stoked with that, you know. But
Yeah, but like I said,
like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I know that Chris got a question. If you want to answer what I was saying and then let Chris ask the question, be my guest.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Cliff. You have a question?
Yes, Stanley. My question is, do you think that cryptocurrency will replace regular money? I mean, do you think it's that powerful? I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Cryptocurrency will be like any other currency, foreign currency, whatever. It's just way I look at that is it's like internet money, okay? Meaning it's no different than you using your debit card. The only difference is it's faster, okay? Because if you use your debit card, if you purchase something, it's got to go through the middleman. It goes to the bank and everybody check off, yeah, okay, the money's there. And then they send it to where the place where it's purchased at, okay? And with cryptocurrency, it's peer-to-peer, wallet-to-wallet. So initially you say, hey, Stan, we got this contract, and I'm going to send you $100. That happens in a matter of minutes. So it's internet money. Okay, so it's the fastest way, the blockchain is the fastest way of doing a transaction. Now, a lot of times people think of those transactions as being, attached to money, okay? But it could be a real estate transaction where, you know, it's a contract. And that contract where it would take weeks to months to do, it'll only take an hour to do. You know, you can send with internet money or the crypto, you can send it anywhere around the world, and it gets there in a matter of minutes. So if you want to do business with somebody in the UK, it's there. If we use regular money, it's going to take forever. You know, it's going to take just about forever.
You know why? Because I was watching TV recently, and it was showing how different countries have a dispensary for cryptocurrency. That's how they pay for everything. They don't even use American money or their money, they're using straight crypto. And I said, they got dispensary like, bank machines, ATM machines. And I said, wow, so that's becoming really big. But, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of Bitcoins out there. Like the lady who was at, into the lions and stuff like that, the tiger lady, you know, she got her own coin. People need to be careful. Don't jump on everything because somebody say this is the next thing, you know. Like, you know, Stan said, you know,
right.
Be very careful because if I put a coin out there and say I'm from Chuck E. Cheese, you know, this is going to be the next big thing. Don't do it. You're going to be broke.
Well, we call that due diligence. We call that due diligence, that you're going to look at it and you're going to investigate it. That's why I mentioned CoinMarketCap, because you can actually click on that. And you can investigate the coins. You can look at who the owners of who started it, what the purpose of it is, what type of projects it's kind of like pushing. But the thing is, you can do that. We call that due diligence. To do your due diligence, and part of your due diligence is never risk more than you can afford to lose.
Right.
But basically, tell you one thing I wanted to mention. Remember I said multiple windows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the one window that you have now is a window that's long-term.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want those weekly windows that
exactly.
Well, every week you can depend on something coming through. And you can get that with trading. You can get that with crowdfunding. There's so many other programs out there that if you do your due diligence, that you can really have a different income, more income coming in different ways. And right now that's kind of like that's what I'm teaching my kids, okay, that we're not going to just depend on the working so many hours and getting paid, that you, while you're working or while you're sleeping, you're still getting paid because of some of the other things you've done, you know, opened up. So that's just being an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur with cryptocurrency has definitely paid off for me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know too many people That's, you know, every day can pick out $1,200 and throw it in the bank and, you know, keep doing it and it goes up and up. But, you know, is it okay if I tell everybody listening that we got this new thing coming out, as soon as I get my wallet all set up and everything, that I'll get paid every week, and so will they. And the cost is below
$100. Nope, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. You just you want to say is someone, if they want some more information later, because the purpose of this isn't that. But if they do want some more information, what you're talking about, what we're looking at, so they can do their due diligence, then they can get in touch with you, and you can, you can just allow them to check it out. You just give them the information, and then it's up to them whether they say yay or nay. But either way, we okay, right?
Okay, well, this is information y'all need to catch up. Look, if y'all want to make some money every week, want to know how it's done, call sister. I'll hook you up with the money master over here. So I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
All right. Yeah, I got another question. Okay, Stan. So with so much, you know, because it's all over current, cryptocurrency is all over the news and the media. And so, but what's the biggest, what would you say is the biggest misconception, the biggest myth, the biggest lie, the biggest false information that's out there about cryptocurrency?
Well, the biggest misconception about cryptocurrency is that you cannot learn it, that you have to, it's some special ability, but it's not. Cryptocurrency is just a way of, just like if you wanted to get into stocks and bonds, you would probably, you know, at that time talk to a stockbroker. But this one, you're taking a person, you're removing the middleman. The information is out there. This is the information age. You have Google. And now you're going to have the metaverse. Now, the metaverse is, folks, the metaverse is like a virtual reality that is going to be using NFTs, if you know what that is. It's kind of like, or you're going to be using, I'm trying to think of the terms, avatars. And that avatar will represent you. And that avatar, you can put it in such, it's like you could go to work. And your avatar is sitting in a boardroom, and you'll be in a boardroom. Okay, this metaverse is going to be right now where you can have an avatar, and you get the those little VR glasses or whatever, or goggles, and you can go to a real professional sporting event right now. So, if you think about what funds, when you're in that metaverse, you're in this world where you can earn crypto, you can earn funds, you can make a living. Cryptocurrency is going to be the money there. This is huge. So if you get into it and you start to learn, it's going to be like when the internet first came about, or when you first got the emails, or things like that. That's how big it's going to be. And because it's going to be that big, the money, the currency for the metaverse is going to be cryptocurrency. You should think about it. You can't be in a virtual world and pull out your ATM card.
Oh, that's right.
If you don't have some working knowledge of how the crypto world is going to work, or how the metaverse is going to work. Right now, people with COVID, what happened was everybody got used to doing Zoom. Folks, that's like a virtual world. But we had to do Zoom because of COVID. But here now, understand what's replacing Zoom will be the metaverse, where you'll go into the metaverse and it's just like everybody sitting around that you work with, sitting around a table, conference room, in the conference room. And you recognize each other and you can communicate each other through your avatar.
Wow.
For But when it comes time for you to get paid, you're going to say, well, send it to my bank account. They said, we don't send it to no bank account. We don't send money to a bank. If you want to get paid, you better have a crypto wallet. Because if it comes to your wallet, then you can send it to the bank, or you can go to an ATM machine. You do whatever you want. That's what's coming.
And
you can kind of like...
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, like, I have grandkids young, and they are really not paying attention to what's going on as far as currency and money. What could they do? I know you said go to this website. What kind of questions could they ask? Because this is their very first time to even dabble into thinking about Bitcoins and crypto. What could they be doing, or what kind of questions should they ask to make sure they are, you know, making wise choices, you know?
Well, the first thing you're going to do, whenever you're looking at something, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at, well, who are the owners? And then you're going to look at what their philosophy. Do they own anything else? What's their track record? And then the most important thing you're going to go by is you're going to go by your feelings. Because if it doesn't feel right, you're not going to do it, okay? And next to that, your feelings is going to be, what can I afford to lose? Because whenever you talk investment, which we're not talking investment, we're talking about making money, whatever. Whenever you're talking about that, you're talking about risks at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to turn $50 into $100, what's the risk? The risk is you can lose the $50.
Mm-hmm.
But the reward could be you're going to double, triple your money.
Okay,
so that means you could buy triple the things with the same $50 that most people go in the store with $50. I'll take that $50 and before I go into the store with that $50, I believe turn it into a $200. So I can still spend the same $50 you're going to spend, and I still got $150 in my pocket.
Yeah, I like them odds.
I mean, that's what you got to do. If you look at something, you say, okay, if I put $10 here and that's going to turn into $100 by the end of the month, I'm going to do it.
Okay. That makes sense. I like that. Yeah. So, Chris, you have another question about guests?
I guess my next question for Stan is, where do you think we could find, like, accurate information about cryptocurrency? Do you think – is there, like, a website you recommend or something?
The one that I started at was really CoinMarketCap. It's all one word, C-O-I-N, then market, M-A-R-K-E-T, and then C-A-P.com, CoinMarketCap.com. Because
okay.
What that does is
list
every CAP. Cap.
Okay.
So what that does is it gives you all the cryptos, okay? And you can click on them, and then they'll have white papers, and you can read, and you can. That's where you start your research. And then if you want to invest it, what exchanges use that, you know? So it's tedious, but it's well worth learning. And then they also have little programs, you could say, online. And there are a lot of free programs that have good information. And you just Google that particular coin, or you Google cryptocurrency, or you Google, different wallets. And then YouTube, you can back it up with video. And the video will tell you different things. And you just learn. And from there, you decide, well, I'm going to either buy a coin or I'm going to get in this program where if I put in such and such, I can increase my coins with this program. But you do your due diligence first. You do your investigation first, you know, and just go from there. I mean, I've been in so many programs, and a lot of them didn't work. But the ones that worked, they worked.
Okay.
You know, so, hey, Tara, you know this, right?
I do.
When it worked, it worked. You
yeah.
know, so.
Yeah, I know a good thing. I see. That's why, you know.
Yeah, so when it works, it works.
When I did. Well, Chris, is there any other questions you have?
No, I can't think of any, and I don't have any other questions.
Okay, Stan, the question is that I've been hearing on the news, how can a person who don't know anything about crypto or Bitcoin, how can they know when a person is a scammer? Because I had somebody actually call me on the phone, and I saw somebody on one of my media sites like LinkedIn, wanted me to jump in with them, and I don't know them from Adam. What things can a person be on the lookout for so they don't get caught up? Because, you know, anytime the economy is bad, you got more scammers out there trying to take you over the money that you do have. So what kind of precautions can they be looking out for?
Well, the first thing I would look for is I would look for the home office and see if it's really an office, okay? So,
yeah.
You know, they have, we're located, and they give us address. And then mm-hmm. I'll do a mock quest, and I'll look at the address, and I'll bring it up, and I'll do the street-level view. And it's a,
mm-hmm.
it's a and I've actually done it, and it's an actual rancher. So I said, this is not the business. So, you know, I'm that's a red flag.
Yeah, okay.
You know? And then, or, you know, they'll say, this we're part of there was one that said that they were with a mutual fund company, okay, and it was like, okay, we're with this mutual fund company. So I go to the mutual fund company and I look and see if their name is mentioned anywhere, and
mm-hmm.
it's not. So that's another red flag, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the math just, and then you look at it and your website sometimes, you know, everything's not hooked up. You go to where it says contact us and the link doesn't work. If they got links on the website that doesn't work, that's a clue they don't have their stuff together.
Exactly.
Okay. And the other thing is, that's what I say, do your due diligence. If a program is good, a lot of times what happens is people say, you need to get in this because you'll make money quick. But if a program is a good program, you're going to make money whether you get in now or you get in next year.
That's right.
So I never rush. It's never a big rush. Well, let me hurry up and get in, because if I get in before somebody else, then they're going to help me. Number one, the only person you could depend on is yourself. Do not go into something where people say, well, if you get in, we're going to be put, oh, you're going to have what they call spillover. All these people are going to fall under you because you're going to get in at a certain time. It ain't going to happen.
And
you just
got to
look.
Yeah.
Huh? You got to look at it.
When somebody's rushing you, I'll be leery of that. When they're trying to hurry up, you got to make a decision right away. That makes me tense up right away. Don't rush me into nothing. If it's so
no, you
got to
do your due diligence. Anything
mm-hmm.
worth getting into, and is it really for real, then, and they're going to be, and the people are concerned about you being successful, they're going to allow you to do your due diligence. They're going to say, okay, go ahead, look at it. You take forever. It's not going to affect my income.
Exactly, because
you're
still getting paid.
I'm still getting paid. A lot of times people will say, well, you know, people will be thinking, well, if I get in, he's going to make money well for me. Well, the way I look at it, I'm going to make money whether you get in or not.
Exactly.
And that's got to be your attitude in anything you do. You know, if you're in the woods, there's a bear, help the bear. That means you're not dependent on people to be successful.
That's right.
Because you have a family, you have grandkids, you just can't. But that's just a horse of a different color, a whole different story. Folks, just do your cryptocurrency right now is wide open. And I know it's going down just like the stock market and everything, but it's going to come back because you cannot have the metaverse. You cannot have the metaverse without cryptocurrency. Tell me, how are you going to go into the metaverse, this huge metaverse that everybody's talking about? Hey, Facebook even changed the name to Meta. Google, everybody's getting into the metaverse.
Yeah,
so how
well,
are you going to have this?
Meta as well.
How are you going to have this metaverse and you want to go in there with an ATM card or a Visa card? It's not going to work.
Exactly.
Or you're pulling out cash money. Well, your avatar can't do nothing with the cash money. They can't even feel it. They be reaching for it, but it's not for real. The money in the metaverse is going to be cryptocurrency. That means cryptocurrency not going anywhere. If you believe the universe is, or the if you believe the internet's not going anywhere, then you gotta believe cryptocurrency is not going anywhere. Because cryptocurrency is the currency of the internet. Period. I am.
That's it. That's it. You know, I'm going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. You stay with us.
How do you want it?
Ass out. Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby. Just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then here's your chance. To an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. It's the international, player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we floss on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a homie, pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching hoochie with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're blown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga, now tell me how you want it. I come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up the top, I ain't quick until the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out, just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Get a rockin' knees, night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord of Tucker, use a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the others, Bill Clinton, Mr. Bado. You're too old to understand the way the game's so. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot back. When someone listen to making millions, niggas top that. They wanna sit to me, they'd rather see me in a cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in a cell. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cuss. Nigga, tell me how you want it. Cause I'm from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phones, sky page to game roots. I'm living major, my ass is seven. It's looking rugged, they never know the big brother. One of us gon' see this in the step. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high, see the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm chilling, say the more. These taxes got me crossed up, and people tryna sue me. Media is in my business, and they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass out, steal out. I'm ready, fuck, I took the whip and fuck the steal out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
How do you want it?
That's the icon, Tupac Shakur. And I want to let my guest, Mr. Stan Sneed, give his last words. If you want to talk to somebody, how to get a hold of him, if they want to talk to him in more detail, this is an opportunity before we sign off here. So, Mr. Sneed, is there anything you want to share with somebody, how to reach you?
Sorry, anybody want to reach me, they reach me through you.
Okay.
That's how we're going to handle that, because
okay.
That's the way we go. But this is what I wanted, my final words with this whole thing, folks. It's you got to understand that in order to make anything happen in your life, you gotta first see it. You got to see it in your mind's eye. You got to believe that you can do it. You got to believe there's other things out here and that the universe have for you. And it's truly, there's a lot out here. And what's yours is yours, but you have to go looking for it. And if you go looking for it, you'll find it. But you just got to believe in it. And you just have to have that desire to want more. I mean, the universe, there's an abundance of things out here. But if you get locked in into 8 hours, 40 hours a week or whatever, that's what's going to do it, then a lot of things can happen to you. A lot of the economy, everything, the wind blows, everything can impact because you only have that one window.
Exactly.
I don't know if crypto is your window. But I bet you have multiple windows. Because right before you came back on, I got a little ding on my phone, and one of my windows said, hey, you got some money on the way to the bank.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey.
Wow.
Yes.
So this is what you want, multiple windows. Because you got a family to take care of. You got dreams. You got aspirations. I don't know if crypto is going to be it for you, but at least start looking. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, sir. Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you, too.
And,
okay.
Mr. Smith, if you want to get more information about how to, you know, get another window of financial security, hook up with me, inbox me on Facebook, maybe LinkedIn, but I'm not really on LinkedIn that much, or, you know, you can call me. 443-956-8753, and I can share the information, but you got to make the first step. And thank you, Stan. Thank you, Chris. And on that note, we're out of here.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.